Ashtaprayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Yuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Krishne Swadamo Pagate Dharma Ganadi Bisaha Kalo Nashta Drisham Mesha Puranarko Dunoditaha Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Tatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkaramyam Avishkritam Tachchinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyennaraha Shlokam Ekam Tadardam Va Padam Padaram Eva Va Sharavanyo Nushunyat Punat Yatmanam Eva Saha Sarva Vedanta Saram Hi Shri Bhagavatam Mishyate Tadrasam Rita Triptasya Nanyatra Syadrati Kochit Krishna Tulya Bhagavat Vibhu Sarvashray Pratishloke Pratyakshare Nanartakai Arimadyayante Bhagavate Kai Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Akshaya Avyaya Premamaya Bhagavat Krishnera Sri Anga Tahate Kahena Jata Kopya Krishnera Anga Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvashesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarane Radha Sanmukha Samsaktim Saki Sangha Nivasinim Tam Aham Satatam Vande Guru Rupam Param Sakim Yankali Rupa Sharira Nadharata Tan Braja Prema Mahanati Kutarika Kon Kapatu Gharata Shri Rupshi Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Hey Chai Gosair Kari Charana Vandhan Jahoite Vignanash Abhishta Puran Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Imavadivyaccha Visundaraya Tasmei Maha Prema Rasa Pradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Balavi Varanam Bhoja Malane Nritya Shalane Nama Pranatapalaya Sri Krishnaya Namo Namaha Shriman Rasarasarambi Vamshi Vatatatastitaha Karshan Venusuner Gopir Gopinatha Sri Estunaha Mahabhava Surupatvam Krishna Priya Variyasi Prima Bhakti Prade Devi Radhiketam Namam Yaham Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharadram Tato Mamanyasti Gatirna Kapi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Shrimad Bhagavata Mahapurana Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Continuing our most fortunate and auspicious discussion. Yesterday we were discussing about separation, union and separation, viraha and sambhog. And how it applies to us as sadhakas, their separation, yearning for union, meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna, the prayojana, prema, prem seva, prem darshan, prem milan, lila pravesh. This is our goal. So yesterday we mentioned about Gita Mala, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describing the entrance of a sadhaka at the time of Siddhi, Swarup Siddhi, going to Bhoma Vrindavan, and what happens there. And his description of Siddhi Lalasa, hankering for perfection, Prem Siddhi, that's our Siddhi, that's the ultimate perfection, the Prem Seva Radha, and the gross Vrindavan. He mentions that one gets the service of Radha and Krishna by the mercy of Gaur Leela and Gauranga. So we are in Gaur Leela right now as sadhakas. We're doing everything that the Parishads and Parikars, Nitya Parikars and Nitya Parishads of Gauranga did 500 years ago. They danced in Sankirtan. They observed Thakurji's arti, They preached. They had Harikatha amongst each other, Sadhusanga, Sadhusanga Sarvashastrali. They tried to convert the non-devotees, although they're existing on the highest plane of prema. They came to the platform of Madhyamadikari. He is a demon, avoid him, unless you're Nityananda. You would go to the Jagais and Madhais. Oh, he's unfortunate, preach to him. He's my equal, share prasad, relish Krishna consciousness with him. Oh, he's my superior, hear from him. This is the four activities of the Madhyam Adhikari. Garanga was thinking, oh, this Sarvabhauma needs me to preach to him. He preached to him, but then he took shiksha from his senior, Ramananda Roy, and Swarup Damodar. So he's hearing from seniors, he's preaching to conditioned souls, liberating them, associating with like-minded Brahmins all over India, living with them, taking their food. All these things we do. On that level where he's showing that activity. So we're in Gaur Leela. It's Nitya. This Leela is Nitya. Now the venue is Moscow, Australia, India. But then the venue is Nitya Navadvip, the nine islands of Navadvip. And all these activities go on. Astakalya Leela of Gauranga. So when we leave, we're thinking always of Gauranga, chanting his name and serving him. And Gauranga, he's Radha and Krishna. Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. And Gauranga is Vrindavan Leela. Audarya Madhurya. Audarya relishing itself, Madhurya relishing itself, sweet, sweet exchanges. Madhurya expanding to such an extent that it overflows the hearts of the beloved and lover, then it expands in all directions, in newer ways, filled with compassion, then it becomes Audarya. Madhurya, Audarya. And then if you follow that Audarya, you take those rivers, those small rivulets of Audarya and enter them, then you'll come back to the Vrindavan Premdara, the main river. The small rivulets and streams come off the main river, enter the main river. Audarya becomes Madhurya. Lord Chaitanya is dancing in Shiva Sangam in the night Nisha Leela, Pradosh Leela. And he starts thinking of Vrindavan. So then his Audarya Leela goes into the Vrindavan Leela. The streams of the Audarya become Madhurya. Then he brings everyone, come, everyone. Be in the Bhav, be in Braj Bhav, Gopi Bhav, and join me. And Swarup Damodar starts singing songs, Radha Govinda Yuga Bhajan. And it goes like this. Audarya Leela, Madhurya Leela, Gaur Leela, Radha Krishna Leela. Continuous flow, it's one. Radha and Krishna are one, and they're two. Ekatvam. Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. He has his Leela, so he's enjoying the Sadaka Leela with his associates, and then he enters into the Madhurya Leela. We enjoy our Sadaka Leela with our associates, then we meditate, and we enter Vrindavan Leela. Thinking of Siddhadeva, Manjri Srup and Seva there. And then we come out and we chant. Then we sometimes say, let's enter Vrindavan Leela together. So this is what the discussion is about. So I thought we would step back a bit from today's discussion of verse number 10 of chapter 29 and just look at those prayers. And here, it's prayers, it's bhajan, it's tattva. Prabhupada described in one purport. He said, Vaishnava bhajans are full of ras, they're full of mercy, they're full of realization, and they're full of teachings. They're actually praman when they're written by mahajans, great liberated souls, like Narottam Das, Thakur Mahashaya, Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Govinda Ghosh, so many. So we sing their songs. Govinda Das Kaviraj, Vajahure Imana, Srinandanandan. So we capture their heart by singing their bhajans. We capture their mercy. And we capture their blessings. And we capture their teachings with our heart and our ears and our mind. Very powerful. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are bhajans to be sung. They're gems of mercy and treasures of knowledge and realizations, praman. This is how it happens. People say, well, what happened? What is the spiritual world? What goes on there? How do you enter there? How does it happen? So he explains, as I've been saying, that we do bhajan, we attain prema, surup siddhi, enter the Boma Vrindavan, manifest pastimes of Radha and Krishna, on Gauranga also. And first we enter the manifest pastimes of Gauranga. And then Gauranga Leela becomes Vrindavan Leela. And then in Vrindavan Leela we're waiting to develop the proper bhavas. Or we can directly go. Once Prabhupada was asked a question, what some devotees, they like Vrindavan more than Navadvipa and Mayapur. They like Vrindavan. They don't go so much. And other devotees, they like Mayapur and Navadvipa. And if they don't go to Vrindavan, it's okay. They have their Radhakund and Navadvipa Mandal, and they have their Govardhan. And they have everything because it's all, you have everything according to the level of your bhav. We have Mayapur and Navadvip here. They have Vrindavan there. There is no limit. Because it's all here and here. Mayapur and Vrindavan, they exist between here and here. The heart and the mind. This is where Mayapur and Vrindavan. If Mayapur and Vrindavan, or Navadvip and Vrindavan, Brajmandal and Navadvip Mandal, are in the heart and mind, then you're existing. That's your Atmanamanyate Jagat. Your Jagat is the Dham, Haridham, Gordham, and Radhadham. Sridham, Sridham Vrindavanam. Sridham means Sri, the abode of Radha. And naturally, Krishna is there somewhere. Must be. So, and Gauradham. So let's hear and understand. It's an amazing description here in a few songs. Of course, it's beautiful Bengali, which I can't really... Of course, you'll see an interesting word here in every shloka. It's kabe. Have you heard this word, kabe? Kada, have you heard this word kada? What does kada mean? When. Kada karishyasiyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. You've heard this? Munindra vindavandate chiloka shokaharani prasanna vacha pankaje nikunja bhuvilasani. Kripa kataksha bhajanam. Was it rather? Kada kada karishyasiyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. Bhajanam mam. Kada, when Radha will you show me your sidelong glance? Only side. You show Krishna a sidelong glance. And I'm part and parcel of Krishna. Mamevamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manakshakstrani indriyani prakriti stani karshati. I'm standing as a particle of Krishna's heart and his leela. And I know your eye has four divisions. And only 25% you look at Shyam, and that's enough to finish him. And 25% of your eye you look for your vipakshasakis. You look for Chandravali and your rivals. Where are they? That's 25%. And 25% you look for your gurus. Guru means your heavy superiors. Jatila is coming. Jatila is coming! When they heard that, it's Suryakund, then they started trembling. Krishna said, don't worry. I have it all under control. Don't you know, Radharani? Ishvara Parama Krishna. I am the Paramishvara. Relax. Then Krishna goes out and comes back as Vishvasharma, the universal Brahman, universal trickster. And then Leela's there. Jatila is coming. The cops. It's like, it's a bust. It's a bust. Go out the back door. It's the same. Krishna's getting busted by anti-party. So he is, the progression is like this. He gives an outline here. Taking birth in Navadvipa Mandal and wandering as a mad Avadut in Navadvipa, like our Yashoda Das. Then taking birth in Braj and growing up. When you're born, you're not 13 years old, because it is birth. Krishna took birth in Naralila. We will take birth in the Naralila of Krishna, Bhoma Vrindavan. Taking birth in Braj, entrance into Lalita Sakigan, her group, being trained up by the Sakis, ecstasy at Radhakund, Kabe, 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 Kabe. When will that ecstasy come? The first chance for seva. Because when you join ISKCON, you get engaged right then. As soon as you walk in there, hey, Prabhu, can you do some service? What's that? Take out the trash. Oh, okay. That's your trash seva. So they immediately engage you. First chance for service. Training, ecstasy, seva. No training, no seva. No ecstasy, no seva. The glories of Radhakund, Siddhadeya, the mood of Amanjari, the ultimate perfection. Now let's see how it works. Kavi Gora Bane Suruduni Tate Ha Rade Ha Krishna Bole Kandiya Bedhavo Deosuka Chari Nana Lata Taro Tale. Oh, when will I wander here and there, crying in the shade of the trees and creepers along the Ganga Tata? Suruduni Tata means the celestial Ganga in Navadvipa. Because there's this Ganga, this plane, and there's the Ganga of that plane. It's Suruduni. It's transcendental. Because Ganga is also in Haridwar. It has Pavitram, but transcendental. I will cry out, Ha Radhe, hey, Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna. And I will completely forget about the pleasures of the material body. Deho Sukha Chari. Deha Sukh, happiness of the body. Chariya. Shwapacha Grihete Magya Kaibo Piba Saraswati Jal. Pulina Pulina Gada Gada Dibo Kori Krishna Kolahal. When will I be able to live simply in Navadvipa, performing Madhukari, taking food from the hands of the dog eaters? Taking Madhukari from the hands of the dog eaters. It's significant. It's meaningful. It shows the position and exaltation of the Dhamvasis. The general rule is that Madhukari and Goswami's times, because they were coming in strict line of Brahmas, etc. And even today, the Babas and the renunciates, they will take Madhukari only from the hand of a Brahmin. A Brahmin's house, generally. This is the standard. And here he's saying Shwapacha, a dog eater. That's how much regard he may go to the home of a Brahmin, but he's showing that even a dog eater is so exalted, doesn't mean he won't go to the home of a Brahmin for Madhukari. But if he wants, he can take even from that. Jagannath Das Babaji took the roti from a bangi. Street sweeper. They eat chicken, they eat pig, they eat all these things and drink. Because they are covered with Brajaraj, the Goduli Charanaraj of Krishna, day and night sweeping the streets of Vrindavan. What is the name of the street they're sweeping in Vrindavan? There's one street in Sevakund, it's called Prem Gully. So they sweep Prem Gully very nicely and get covered by all the dust of Prem Gully. Then they turn right and go towards the Yamuna, then they go down Man Gully. And they sweep all the dust of Man Gully. Gully means road, small chota road, just wide enough for one gopi and Krishna to pass by like this. And even one and a half a gopi and half of Krishna. So when they go, they bump. Oh, hello. The road is a half a gopi wide on one side. One lane is half a gopi and one lane is half a Krishna. So naturally there's overlapping, wide load. There's a meeting there, Prem Gully. There's Man Gully. Then there's Don Gully. Hey, Kahangaya, where are you going? This is my gully. See, Krishna Gully, Sham Gully. I'm going to Yamuna. Get out of my way to get Jal. No. You give some Don. What do you want for Don? You have so much wealth with you. Have so much hidden wealth. Do I have to enumerate? First of all, behind your lips, you're hiding a very valuable pearl necklace. Why are you trying to conceal that pearl necklace by closing your mouth? You open your mouth, I'll see that pearl necklace, Moti Mala. Ha! You pay that, you give that. So this is Don Gully. He says that I will drink water from the Saraswati, and in ecstasy I'll roll about on the banks of the river, loudly chanting Krishna, Krishna, Kolahal. Dam vasi jane pranati koriya magiba kripar lesha. You would do much better. Vaishnav charan reno gai moki dori avaduta vaish. When will I bow down to all the dam vasis of the holy land of Navadvip and humbly beg for a drop of their mercy? Kripa lesha. Kripar lesha. Lesha, that verse is there glorifying the dust of the Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam. Lesha anugrihita. Then he says, I will smear the dust of the Vaishnavas' lotus feet all over my body. Vaishnav charna renu gai maki. The renu means the charna, the dust. And I will wander around wearing the dress of a madman. Dhori means avadut besh. I will cover myself with avadut dhori, avadut besh. It's simple. You go to the Ganga and find some shamsan prasad. Shamsan prasad. Some old dhoti from some half-dead person. And then you rip it in half and you make chatter and you put it around the bottom. Haribol. And you wash a little bit in Ganga to get all the blood and other things off. So it's clean but soiled, as Prabhupada would say. Gora braja bane bheda na koriya hoiva bharaja bhasi. Damer sarup spuribe nayane hoiva radar dasi. Spuribe nayane hoibo radar. When will I make no bait or distinctions between the holy land of Gauradam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Navadvip Dham, and Radha Krishna's Vrindavan Dham, Brajmandal and Gauramandal? When I understand that the two are one and the one are two, Gaur is one and Gaur is two. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna Yuga. And Vrindavan is Mayapur, and Mayapur is Vrindavan, and the two are one, and the one is two. Gaur is Radha and Krishna, and Radha and Krishna are Gaur. Then I will see Dham Sarup, Dham Sarup Darshan. Dhamera Sarupa Spuribe Nayane. Dham Sarup Spurti Nayan. With my eyes I will have Spurti, vision, of the holy dham of Navadvipa and Vrindavan. And thus, I will become one of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasi. Gaur Leela, Gaur Smaran, Navadvipa Vas, mercy of Damvasis, humility, taking food remnants of Damvasis, chanting and loudly the holy names of Krishna and Radha, then Vaishnava, dust of the feet of the Vaishnavas, just the dust, Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, Bhakti Uchishta, or Bhakta Bhukta Avashesh, Teen Mahabala, Prem Ujjayi. The prema arises, Krishna prema arises in these three ways. Simply take the water that washed the devotee's feet, or his prasad, the food remnants, Mahama prasad, or the dust of his feet. Vaishnav charana renu gaya maki. So much power. So Bhaktivinoda is showing such reverence and respect for that. So now he has a sporty, yes, I'm actually a maidservant of Radharani. Then, taking birth in Braj. So Navadvipa Mandal is called Saranastali. Sadhanastali. In Navadvipa, one attains perfection in sadhan. Vaidhi sadhan, Raganuga sadhan, Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu Smaranam. Navadvipa is that blessing, the dham, the Navadvipa Raj, and the Navadvipa Vasis, and the prasad from their hands, and the darshan and snan in Ganga, and surat in the Saraswati, Jalangi. He's telling that. And then he takes birth in Braj, Siddhabhumi, Braj. Navadvipa brings us to Braj. Gauranga brings us to Radha and Krishna. This is the path. Dekite buliba bakabe, Nija stula parichoy, Nayana haribo brajapura shoba, Nitya chiranonda moy. When will I be able to leave my gross material body, my external body, my stool sharir, stool, S-T-H-U-L, stool sharir. There's the, what's the other one? Linga sharir and stool sharir, is it right? One's subtle body and one's gross. I'll forget about all these external affairs. And then I will see the exquisite beauty of the divine realm of Braj, which is completely pervaded with eternal conscious bliss. He's saying, all right, I've taken birth in Braj, or I have Braj Vas. What is the difference between taking birth in Braj and Braj Vas? You're there, you're in Braj. But if there's upadis and you're functioning with designations, you cannot see the uppercut dham of Vrindavan. Sarvapadi vanir muktam tat pratvena nirmalam. Rishikeshi rishikenam sevanam bhakti uchate. All this must go. Nirmal, chit must be clean. He said, then he says, I could see once I gave up this gross body and these gross conceptions based on anarthas and aparads and avidya. Then, nayane haribo, with my eyes, brajapura shoba, effulgence, the real effulgence, like behind the cover. There's more to a book than a cover. So now we see dogs, pigs, monkeys, this, that. But behind all that, it's the Chinmaya Dham, as he says, Nitya Chit Ananda Moy. That this is apricot, this is the real, the Vrindavan is here, and Krishna's Leelas are Nitya. And Vrindavanam Prityaja Paramekam Nagachati. Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan. Radharani doesn't take a step away from Krishna. So she's always in Vrindavan. Krishna steps here, Radharani steps with him. She never misses his step. She's always in step, as I say. Ideal dancing partner. She never steps on the feet of her partner. Then, so I've realized that. I've had this spurti, and I'm there. So that first line, taking birth in Braj, means first Braj consciousness takes birth in one. Where one appreciates that this is, the aprakat dham is here. I mean, the prakat dham is actually here. But I can't see it. It's not manifest or prakash to me. Because why? Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, covering. Naham prakashya sarvasya lokaya. Naham, that verse in Gita, you know? Naham sarvasya prakashya. It's covered. We're covered by Mahamaya. Verses begins Naham Prakashya Sarvasya. Naham Prakashya. I am not revealed to those that are in Mahamaya. It's Bhagavad Gita, you know? Anyone has a thing? Bhagavad Gita. Naham Prakashya Sarvasya. Yeah, Yogamaya Samamrita. So Yogamaya, the original energy of Krishna, is Yogamaya, but when she functions unfavorably, at least pushes you away from Krishna, she's Mahamaya. So she says Yogamaya Samamrita. Avritam means covering. Jnana Kamad Jnana Avritam, the covering. Hanyavilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadya Avritam. Avritam means covering. I am never manifest to the fools and rascals and the aparadis and the anadikaris. The Dhamma is never manifest to them. But here, he says, I have given up my external identity. Sarvapati Vinir Muktam. Vinir muktam, complete. I'm liberated from that. Now, utam bhakti uchite. And with that pure bhakti, then premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena. With pure bhakti, then I can see the Dham as it is. I can see the Vaishnav as he is or she is. Premanjana charita bhakti. Premanjana, then charita bhakti vilochan. When prem captures the heart and coats the heart with a beautiful sweetness, then the eyes see with love, loving eyes. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santak sadeva vidyeshu vilokayanti. And you see the santa, and you see the saints, and you see the Vaishnavas, and you see the sat-dham, you see everything. Nayana hiriva braja pura shobha. Now, where is the shobha? Scintillating, brilliant, effulgent, colorful, kaleidoscope of hallucinogenic colors and vibrations everywhere in the spiritual world. Chinmoy, nitya chidanandamoy. We don't see that. We see dirt and filth and garbage and so many things. Because that's a reflection of our inner quantum, our mental quantum. Then that's in sadhaka deha. First in Navadvip, in sadhana, and his sadhaka rup, in Navadvip. He had so much appreciation for the Navadvip Vasis, and by the Navadvip Vasis' mercy, he had a spurti. Spurti can come, usually comes in bhav, maybe in a sakti, but generally in bhav. He realized his identity, that's who I am. Okay, I'm Krishnara Surupaya, Krishnara Nityadas. Yes, aham brahmasmi. And Vedanta Sutra, even the yogis and the jnanis and practitioners of yoga, Tattvamasi, Soham, Aham Brahmasmi. These are the sutras to meditate that one is not the body, that he's Brahman, that he is Narayan, that he is the Supreme. Aham Brahmasmi. But is there something more? Is there personal consciousness behind the light? Is there exchanges of love? Is divinity more than consciousness, or is it personality and consciousness? Or consciousness, personality, consciousness as an expression of personality? Then one comes to the personal conception, from Advaita to Dvaita, Advaitavad to Dvaitavad, from Mayavad conception to the personal conception. I am a person, Rupam, Swarupam, and my Swarupam is Nityam, eternal. And I have a connection with, I am conscious entity, and I have a connection with another conscious entity, the Absolute Truth, Jivara Supaya Krishnara Nityadas. But then he's realizing I'm a Dasya Vrata. He gives up his gross body. Then he says, because He says, I leave my gross body far behind, and then I, a split second, I'll completely forget about all these false, then I'll see. Then he says, after that, he's leaving his external body in terms of conception and attachment to it. Brishabhanu pure janama lohibo yavat vivaha habe brajagopi bhav hoibe svabhav anavava na rohibe. I will take birth in Brishabhanupur, which means the village of King Brishabhanu. Varsane Vali Radhe Shri Radha Radha Radha. Varsane Vali Radha Shri Radha Radha. I will take birth in Varsana. And then I will vivaha. I will be married. I will take birth. I will grow up. I'll be married. And I'll move to Yavat. Radharani was married to Abhimanyu, who lived in Yavat, and she went to Yavat and lived with her so-called husband, Ayan Ghosh Abhimanyu. Then, and what is my swabhav? Brajagopi bhav. Brajagopi bhav made it my, this is hoibe swabhav. My swabhav, my mentality, my feeling, my attitude, my outlook is Brajagopi bhav. Says, my disposition shall be a simple coward girl of Braj. I shall not know any other mood. Ana means anyat. Ana bhav na rohibe. Na rohibe. I will not rohibe. I will not live in any other bhav or mood. Ami Radha Palyadasi, and I'm in Gopi bhav, and that's all I know. This is what you know. Then he says, Nija Siddha Deha, Nija Siddha Nam, Nija Rupa Svabhasana, Radha Kripa Bale, Labiba Na Bakabe, Krishna Prema Prakaran. I shall attain my Siddhadeha, my own eternal spiritual body, transcendental name, Siddhadeha, Siddhanam, and specific type of beauty and dress for the pleasure of Krishna, Rupam and Svabhasanam. And when, by the power of Sri Radha's causeless mercy, will I be allowed entrance into the methods of expressing divine selfless love for Krishna? So I, as a sadhaka living in the earth planet, I attain prema, the threshold of prema, by sadhana, raganuga sadhana, let's say, braja prema. And I left this body in Sarup city, and I took birth in Braj, and grew up. But still, I don't have the adhikar, or the qualification, to serve Radha and Krishna directly. So he's saying, when will I be allowed entrance, Radha Kripa Bhale, Labiva Nakabe, Krishna Prema Prakaran, into the methods of expressing selfless love for Krishna? So he's there. Visualize now, imagine it's you. You're talking about Abhideya and Prayojan. What is your Prayojan? If you don't know your goal, how will you reach there? If you're in Mexico City and you want to go to New York City to get a plane to India, then you don't know where it is, New York, then you end up in Costa Rica or you end up in Chile. So you have to know where you're going. So this is a possibility. Many Gaudiya Vaishnavas, of course, most, are aspiring for the service of Radha and Krishna in the Vrindavan, in the mode of our acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a gopi, a mandri, and Srila Prabhupada is a gopi. So this is, and Gaurakishore is a gopi, and Rupa Goswami is a gopi, and Jagannath Das Babaji is a gopi, and Gaurakishore Das Babaji is a gopi. So they're all gopis. Sad Goswamis are gopis. So generally, we're teaching Gopi Bhav, or presenting the idea of serving Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani. Which means to do that properly, one has to be a gopi. This is being described that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whose Nitya Siddha Nam is Kamala Manjari, he's describing the sequence or krama, bhajan krama, siddha krama, at perfection. So I'm there, I'm aspiring for that eligibility and qualification of love and all the nuances of Snehaman Pranaya, so I can blend in. When in Rome, do as the Romans. We have to blend in. If you're going to some party, and it's a formal party, and you come in blue jeans and a t-shirt, you'll blend out. You'll be thrown out. You have to call up, even ladies call up, well, what's the dress code? That's how they call up each other. No, it's formal. Then they pull out all that stuff. No, no, it's semi-formal. They pull out semi-formal clothes. And men know I'm just going to play basketball with Amiyatma. So I wear my cut-off shorts, my t-shirt. But if I'm going to somebody's wedding, I may dress differently. So there's this whole idea is that, how I got into that, but the preparation, they had to, in other words, the principle is you have to blend in. If you go with the wrong dress, you can't get in. You can't blend in. You follow? So with the wrong bhav and insufficient love and development of snehaman pranaya, you can't enter the lila and serve the lilas, which all these rasas are going on, and the further extents of prem. So more training. So I'm there. Just imagine, here we are. We're all mandris. We're living in Yavat. We're married. There's some husband there. And we have some work. What do gopis do? What do gopis in Braj do? Now tell me. Bullying? What do ladies like to have, take care of cows? Okay, they say they're gopis. What do they do today in Braj? What are their activities? Make cow dung. Never saw ladies go like this? Make cow patties? Never saw them carry water pots in their head? Yes, no? No, yes? You ever saw them milk cows? Yes. You ever saw them take cows out to the pasture? Yes. Sweep the house in front of the entranceway of the house before sunrise, yes. Decorate with rangoliers and design, yes. Grind wheat into dahlia, yes. Have some pole in the house or some tree out in the yard with some rope around it's all worn and smooth, where they go like this and put down the yogurt pot and they start churning it into butter. You never seen. What are you doing? Living in MBT day and night? But go out to the villages and you'll see all these sites. Everything I've seen hundreds of things, ladies like this. I've tried it so many times also. It's very difficult, actually. Big, especially if it's a big thing. If it's a little one, it's easy. This ulukal, sometimes they're big. And even the ladies, they joke, they say, oh, my grandmother, I'm using this little ulukal. It's like the ulukal means it's like, grind for the yogurt, It's like a stick with a thing on the end of it, an agitator, like a blender. Your blender has a little agitator, so the original blender is a stick with a cross like this on the bottom. And you put the stick in and go like that. It's the original Philips blender, Philips mixie, right? Hand power, 500 watts, 1,000 watts, however many watts you can get out there. So they say, oh, I'm only churning, this is only, this. I said, oh, this is very difficult. Swamiji, this is nothing, this is only a 10-liter pot. My mother used to churn 20-liter pot of yogurt, big kumbha like this. And the churning rod was like 12-inch, the thing, the X, this cross in the bottom was 12 inches, 12 inches. Because the families were 10 people. There are 10 children in the family, everyone's eating butter, so you can't. But nowadays there's two people, whatever, a little tiny butter pot, a little bit of butter, little family, and a little churning. So this is what they do. So what will I do? Jamuna shalila aharne ghiya bujiba jugla ras. Prema mukta hoye pagalini praya gaibo radara jash. I will go to the Yamuna with a water pot on my head, and I shall cherish the remembrance of the ecstatic mellows that are shared by the divine couple. She's married. They get married when they're 12, 10, 11. She hasn't served Radha and Krishna yet. She's grown up. She's 12 years. Yeah. Oh, I got back home, back to God. All right, here I am. Huh? Where's Radha and Krishna? You're not going to see them now. Hey, what do you mean? Come on, I'm back to Godhead now. I went back home, back to God. I got my citadel. Look, nice. Look at my dress, nice. Hey, sit down, Jack, relax. You got a lot of learn. You got a lot of training. You have to get your master's degree, then your PhD. Oh no, I have to go to school again? That's right. You have to work also. A job? I have to work. Yeah, you have to collect jhumna water, and there's so many things. But always remember Krishna. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mama nusmara yudhyacha. This is Bhagavad Gita shloka. Krishna tells Arjuna, shoot, Yudhya, shoot your arrows wherever you want, cut off heads, but always remember me. And Krishna sometimes catches Radharani Pushpacharya Leela. She's stealing flowers. Ah, I caught you stealing flowers from my prized flower garden. Now I'm going to take you to the prison house. Kandarpa Raj is just waiting there to serve the punishment. And I am the executioner of that punishment. Come with me, you thief. You chore. Fool chore. The Krishna takes Radharani by the hands. I'm taking you to the courthouse of Kandarpa. Means Kamdev. Where's that courthouse? It's a very dark place. It's a dark place. No lights in the courthouse. No, this cutback. There's an energy cutback, electricity cutback. So we have to go to one cave in Govardhan. Kandarpa Raja's courthouse is in Govardhan, one cave, and you'll be processed. You'll be tried and prosecuted there. And I am the executioner. Ha ha. So then Radha's punished. So she's going to take me to the court to punish me. So now here we are. We're all, hello, hi Gopi, hi Manjri. When you get to the Yamuna, then you chit chat. All the gopis fill up their water pots and they talk. But as it's Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anu Smara Yudhyacha, Krishna says, Arjuna, you do your duty, whatever it may be. You get pots full of water, you shoot heads off with your arrows, or whatever. But Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Anusmaran. Anusmaran, moment by moment by moment, remember me at all times. Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu. So this is what Nkamala Manjri is doing. Bujiba Jugala Ras. Bujiba Jugala Ras. I will cherish the remembrance of Radha Krishna's Ras. Prem Ras Leela. Ras Leela. Then, as I remember that, I'll become mugda. I'll become so forgetful. I'll be practically like a mad woman. Enchanted by the sublime conjugal love, I will wildly sing the glories of Sri Radha like a mad woman. So that's why we say you have to go mad. Avadut. Now, entrance into the group of Alita Sakhi. Still married, singing, going mad, absorbed in Radha Krishna's Yugal Ras, singing bhajans about Radharani, living in the Siddhadeya, in the spiritual world, still no direct darshan or seva Radha Krishna. You follow? Is it clear? Clear? Now, entrance into the school. Just like you want to go to college. When you're born, you enter the college. First you have to grow up and go through this and that and this school and that school and this, and finally when you're a certain age then you can apply and get entrance. Now entrance in Lalita Sakhi's guru teaching all the newcomers. Acha, okay. Private stand up. And enlistees in the army. Heno Kali Kabe 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 Kabe. Heno Kali Kabe Vilas Manjri Ananga Manjri Ar Amare Hariya Ati Kripa Kori Bolive Bachana Sar. While I'm singing and singing wildly, like a Pagalini Praya, almost like a mad woman, just absorbed singing my bhajans and carrying my water pot, then suddenly before me will come my Guru Sakhi Vilas Manjri. And then the leader of our gun, the Sakhi gun, he'll be with the leader of our gun, our Yuteshri, Ananga Manjri. They will come along the same foot they're coming along. I'm going here with a water pot like a mad woman just lost in the Jugala Ras. And then they will come the opposite way. They'll see me in this mad state of mind. And they'll start speaking to me with Vachanasar, with the sweetest essence of words, they will speak to me. Eso Sakhi, Sri Lalita Gan, Janibo Tomare Aj. Griha Katha Chari, Radha Krishna Bhajo, Tyaji Dharma Laj. They'll say, Eso Sakhi, this is your guru. Your guru come and Sakhi Rup. Vilas Mandri is Vipin Bihari Goswami, the Diksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vilas Mandri, in his parampara. Hey, come! Now you're eligible. I've been waiting up here for 12 years for you to grow up internally and externally with your full sarup, suitable for seva. When you're 5 years old, you can't serve Radha Krishna's conjugal vilas, madhurya lila. You have to grow, physically grow, transcendentally physical, metaphysical. Then you have to develop your bhav and your utkantita, your yearning, hankering. Oh, Radha Krishna, when? Kabhi. Hear me, do you hear me? I'm crying out. I'm carrying water. I'm doing my chores. I'm a very shy and religious dharmic housewife. I'm going from Yamuna back to Yavat, carrying this 20 liters of water, the sweet, sweet water on my head for my family and my Thakurji, my Gopal. Come, oh, our dear friend, oh Sakhi. From now on, Aj, you will become one of the attendants. You will enter, you'll be part of Lalita Gan, the Sakhi Gan of Lalita. I mean, Rupa Mandri and Anga Mandri, they've worked together for the Sakhis. Listen to us. I'm your guru. Remember, as a sadhaka, when you were a sadhaka, I was your guru, and I said the same thing. Now I'm saying the same thing here. What am I going to tell you here in the spiritual world? The same thing I told you in the material world. And you finally heard the lesson and followed. That's why you're here. If you don't hear the lesson, follow to the Guru Vani, then you'll never get there. So what does he say? Give up all your household concerns and fears of transgressing religious principles. Dharma Chordye. Just come now with us and worship Radha and Krishna. Give up everything, move to Vrindavan and worship Radha and Krishna. What about this Dharma and that Dharma? My Lajja Dharma. He says, Dharma Laj. Tyaji Dharma Laj. Your shyness and your humble attachment to Dharma, your Patni Dharma, Griha Dharma, Varna Dharma, you give it all up. Come with us. So Guru says, leave everything. Sarva Dharma Prityaja Mame Kam Sharanam Braja. Come to Braj. Oh yes, Guruji, you know I want to, but you know my business, my kids, you know, this, that. Excuses, because of attachment, fear, doubt, apprehension. Doubt, fear, apprehension, and lack of Shraddha. Ado Shraddhata Sarasanga. One cannot fully take shelter of Guru or Sadhu without Shraddha. Shraddha, shelter of Sadhu, means ready and prepared to follow his instructions. That's Shraddha. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha. Oh, I met a sadhu, I heard a class. That's not Sadhu Sangha. Your Shraddha, that's helping you get more Shraddha. It's because bhakti begins when you surrender to the words of the sadhu. When your Shraddha in sadhu is great enough to make you surrender to the guru, then you begin the life of bhakti. Because this is about bhakti progression, bhakti rasmita sindhu. Ado shraddha tata saru sangha bhajana, bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means bhakti bhajan. Bhakti bhajana kriya, beginning a life of bhakti bhajan. But without proper shraddha, then you can't take proper shelter of sadhu. Sadhu, gurupad ashraya. Sadhu ashraya. Otherwise you're just window shopping, filling your hard drive with information. Filling your spiritual hard drive, collecting information. So now again, here we are. And he says, drop it, forget it. Se Madhura Vani, Shunya Ejan, Se Dunhar Sri Charan, Ashray Loibe, Dunhe Kripa Kori, Loibe Lalita Stan. Hearing such sweet words. These are sweet words. Drop your family, leave your husband. Leave your chores, your kids, your domestic duties, your shyness, forget it. This is Madhurvani. Oh, don't say that. This is my house, this is my everything. My wife, my husband, my kiddies. My loved ones, my near and dear ones. He's saying, this sauce is Madhurvani. When I shunya, Madhurvani. When I hear that, I will unhesitatingly take shelter of the lotus feet of both these sakis, my Guru Sakhi and this Nagamantri. Then, Ashraya Loibe. Sri Charana Ashraya, Sri Guru Charana Ashraya, Sri Sakhi Charana Ashraya, Sri Guru Sakhi Charana Ashraya, Guru Parashraya. The first limb of bhakti and bhakti rasmita sindhu is Guru Parashraya. So faith comes to that point. And once you're there, then sit down, stand up, do this, jump out of the building, fly in the sky, whatever. Guru Vani, Guru Vacha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chite Te Kori Aikya. I am one, Aikya, Ek, Guru Vani. That is Shraddha. Otherwise, it never goes anywhere. It's all Shraddha, Vas, and Bhakti. You know, it doesn't go. Progress. Then they will show their merciful favor by taking me by the hand. Kripa Kori, Loibe, Litastan. They will take me by the hand into the forest and bring me into the presence of Lalita Sakhi. Lalita Stan, the place of Lalita Sakhi. In other words, imagine if somehow some small politician in your village says, listen, I'm going to take you to meet the Prime Minister. Would you like to go? Get in the car. Me? Meet the Prime Minister? Yes, I can do it. Get. Oh. So after so many 12, 13 years living in Voma Vrindavan and Prakat Leela of Radha Krishna, now you're going to meet the boss. Lalita Sundari, se doya hoya, koribe amare dasi. Swakunja kutire dibena basati, jani seva abilashi. Then Lalita Sundari, that most beautiful Lalita Sakhi, will behave very graciously towards me. Doya. Ha! Acha, Naya Sakhi, Naya Manjri, jaldi aao. Welcome, swagatam. Doya means compassion, mercy, kindness, love. Sajatiya Snigda. Sajati, welcome to my family, Sajati, Snigda, Sneha, Ma, Prem, Sneha. Loving welcome. Oh yeah, Holly, nice, you're here. Have a cup of water. When are you leaving? Snigda, Sneha, affection, tenderness, sweetness, intimacy, innocence, humility, devoid of any ego or one-upmanship or pride. This is the purity of exchange between loving hearts that have transcended the modes of nature. Lalita Sakhi will behave graciously and kindly and merciful to me, a useless mandri, a stark newcomer. She's Nitya Siddha Parikar of Radha and Krishna, Kyle View of Radharani. She's treating me like a best friend, like a Sakhi. Then she will give me residence because I ran away from my home. This is Griha Chordi, Griha Chari, Kata Chari, Radha Krishna Bhajo. Dharma Tyaji, Laj Chaji. I gave up everything, I have nowhere to go. So my Guru Sakhi took to me Lalita Sakhi and said, here's a place, here's a room to stay in Radhakund, arranged by Guru. So Guru gives you a room as a sadhaka to stay in, or in his ashram or her ashram. And Lalita gives you room to stay in the spiritual world. There it is. Swakunja kutire dibena vasati. She gives me vas in my own kuti, seva kuti. She, like Karuna Mai Kuti, whatever. She will give me residence in a small cottage in Lalita's Kunj, knowing me to be intently desiring of rendering service. Jani, Seva Abhilashi. Abhilashi. Abhi means all directions. Abhicharena means, the verse is there, Mamshio Bicharena. Abhicharena Bhakti means every, on all sides. We say, what is that, the Paribhrajak, what is it? Abhi means all sides. So she knows that I'm intensely desiring to render service. Still no service to Radha and Krishna. All the service you meditated in Siddhadeya and Manasi Seva is still not there. Now, step four, being trained by the Sakhis. Back to school. But it's a sweet school with sweet teachers and no yardsticks or punishments. Or homework. It's hard work. Paliadasi Kori Lalita Sundari Amare Loya Kabe Shri Radhika Pori Kali Milaibe Agya Seva Samarpibe. When will Lalita Sundari train me as her own aspiring maidservant? Aspiring maidservant. I hope Lalita, she will train me up and eventually offer me to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. So now, 12 years in Bhoma Vrindavan, you still haven't rendered that service you meditated on for 50 years as a sadhak in your Manasi Seva. Your guru gave you the Seva, or Charan Seva. No, usually they give other Seva. He gave you Tambul Seva, or Chamara Seva, or Chandan Seva, grinding Chandan. You're meditating, you're Siddhadeya, you're doing that Seva. In the yoga pit or lila, whenever, according to the arrangement. Now you're there. Yeah, I'm ready. What? Oh. I had to grow up and get up and learn up and train up. Eventually, Sri Radhika Pade Kali Milabe. That time will come when I will meet Radharani. Placing me, Lalita Sakhi will offer me to the feet of Radharani. Then, placing me entirely under Radharani's disposal for rendering various services according to Radha's merciful orders. Agya Seva Samarpibe. That's the moment we've been waiting for, because we're aspiring to be Ami Palyadasi of Radha. Want to be servants of Radharani. This is now the big time. Then train, again mercy of Guru played a big part. Guru Sakhi came. Vilas Manjri, Ananga Manjri, or Rupa Manjri, depending. And then Lalita Sakhi, then she, here, Radha, here's a new Sakhi. Then, Sri Rupa Manjri Sange Jabo Kabe Rasa Seva Shiksha Tare. Rasa Seva Shiksha Tare. Tan Anuga, Anuga, Tad Anuga Hoye Radha Kunda Tate Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira Govardhan Pavata Jamuna Tira Radha Kunda Tata Radha Kunda Tate Rohiba Harshi Harshi Tantare Harsh Antare. Lalita Sakhi will place me under the care. Oh, Radharani, here's, I have a new Sakhi for your Seva, Apalya Dasi. Please accept her as your Palya. Protect her, nourish her, maintain her, engage her. Acha, TK. If you reckon, no permission, no submission, no permission. No permission, no admission. So with Lalita Sakhi's permission, then admission to Radha's Seva. Now what? Then Radha says, yes. Very good. Very good, Manjri. Very nice. Okay. Rupa! Hey, Sri Rupa. Rupa Manjri. Train her. Because you are my Sri Rupa. You know the form of my love, my desire, my needs. So you train her. When will Rupa Manjri take me along to the banks of Radhakund and give me lessons? Rasa Seva Shiksha. in rasa seva, prem rasa seva, madhurya rasa seva, mahabhav rasa seva, in the performance of service to the transcendental mellows, Rupa Manjri will take me to Radhakund and make me practice by following her instructions and movements. That means how she moves, or Shiksha, Upadesh Amritam, Rupa Goswami. Oh, Krishna, how does a transcendentalist speak? How does a transcendentalist act and move and behave? This question is asked by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita, about the transcendentalist, the spiritualist. So here, the newcomer Sakhi, the sadhana siddha gopi, Manjri, will receive shiksha from Rupa Manjari, how to move, how to do everything, anuga. Rasa seva shikshatari tad anuga. Anuga, anugati. I will follow her, how she moves, how she acts, how she serves. Thus I will pass my time feeling the greatest delight within my heart. Harsha antare. Antare means inside. Antaryami. Harsh. Harsh means happiness. You know, in sixth canto of Bhagavad Tam, there's Harsh Ashok. King Chitraketu had one son. And Narada Muni said, yes, you'll get a son, but you should name him Harsh Ashok. You know that story. Harsh means your little baby will give you happiness, but it'll give you lamentation. So he was born, he lived for a few weeks, and then some envious rival queen of the lady queen who gave birth to that son, she poisoned the little boy, and Haribo Nitaigor. He was finished, and then there was shok. There was lamentation. Oh, a son, finally, I had 200 queens, 200 wives, and no children, now I got a son. The other queens, oh, now you're favoring that queen because she gave you a son? Ha, ha, ha. Yes, we'll poison that little rascal. So they poisoned him, and then he fainted. He practically died when the son was dead. So happy to be learning about serving Radharani. Then, Shiva Shakopare Sangita Shikibo Krishna Lila Rasam. Shrivi Shakopare Sangita Shikibo Krishna Lila Rasamoy Shirati Manjari Shirasa Manjari Hoibe Sabe Sadoy Shrivi Shakopare Sangita Shikibo Krishna Lila Rasamoy. Then Rupa Manjri will take me to Vishakha and I will learn to play music and songs. Remember? I told you Vishakha will teach you how to sing and how to play veena or other instruments. Vishakha. And those songs will be full of Krishna Lila Rasa Moy. Moy means Maya. We say Maya in Sanskrit. Maya means saturated with, filled with. Lila Moy. Lila Maya. Filled, saturated with. These will be Krishna Lila Rasamoy. Be just saturated, drenching, dripping with Krishna Ras. Lila Ras. Ras. Then, all the other Sakis in our group, Rati Manjari and Rasa Manjari. Rasa Manjari, Rati Manjari is Tulsi Manjari. Das Goswami, Raghunath Das, Sakhi Sarup, Rati Manjari. And Rasa Manjari is Raghunath Bhatta, I believe so, Rasa Manjari. Sabe Sadoi. All the Manjris, they will welcome me into their fold, into their group, with the most kind and affectionate dealings. Now that's a welcome. Doya, Sadoi, Sabe. All of them will treat me with so much compassion and kindness. Not like, oh, who let you here? Oh, you look too cute. I'm envious of you. Parma anande sakale milia radhika charane rabo e parakashta siddhi kabe habe pabo rada pad asaba. All of us will stay together, Alita and Rupa and Rati and Vilas Manjri, and feeling the greatest happiness. Parma anande sakale milia. Sakal means all, milan. All the Sakis together, Paramananda, Ajke Anandaki Jai. Radhika Charna Rabo. And we will all remain, Rabo means Raha, to reside, to live. Radhika Charan Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Very nice name for someone, Radhika Charan. Then, a parakashta, siddhi kabe habe. When will I achieve the highest excellence of spiritual of perfection, whereby I will attain the intoxicating honey flowing from the lotus feet of Srimati Radha. That's the Pabo Radha Pada, Pada Asab. Then, ecstasy at Radhakund. Like Harinam, no? This is step 5, ecstasy at Radhakund. And then, we still haven't came to the seva yet. Training, association, introduction. You're introduced to the boss by a good confidant. You're living with all the workers. Apprenticeship. Learning how to move. You're getting instructions. Rasa Shiksha instructions from Rupa. You've been accepted into the group. The workers, the working group. The seva group. The Lita Gan and all the Sakhi Mandris. And they love you. They're loving you and showing you and teaching you and befriending you. Not, but you have to develop that inner ecstasy. Snehaman pranaya bhav mahabhav. Now? Chintamani moe radha kunda tata tahe kunja shata shata prabala vidruma moya tarolata mukta fale avanata. The bank, now he glorifies Radhakund, the transcendental. The banks of Sri Radhakund are made of billions of conscious, ecstatic, desire-fulfilling touchstones. And surrounding Radhakund are shata-shata kunja. This is one kunja. There are hundreds of kunjas. This is a kunja. Tamal, and Kadamba, and Bakul, and Gulab, and Jui, and Malati, and Mogra, and Jasmine, and Champak, and Tulsi, and Neem. And Amla, all these trees are here, and this Dinko Raj, that beautiful flower, Magnolia, I think it's called Magnolia, and the long building along the, where's Yashoda? The long building, the chakra building, those are called Magnolias? Gardenias, those white flowers. The long building, used to be, I don't know, maybe they died, but all the way along, Gardenias, those white flowers, kind of flattish and little, kind of big, about that big, very fragrant. Rajganda. So we have 4 or 5 Rajgandhas. All they're here. And then this is Shamakund here. Lotus is blossoming. This is the Rasa fountain. And this is Gaur-lila, Neem tree. And Shukadev's in the tree, listening. He's suspended animation. The hundreds of beautiful gardens and transcendental groves, all the trees and creepers in those gardens are made of corals and rubies, and the fruits are diamonds and pearls. Means they're more than that. It means they're more than that. Now there's one guava in Radhakund is worth more than the hundreds of diamonds. It doesn't mean what good are, you can't, Krishna's not going to eat diamonds for lunch. And the gopis want to go out to the fruit orchards and pick fruits. They're not going to pick diamond fruits and coral fruits and make a fruit salad. It's a little crunchy, no? Might break your teeth. So it's a way of, it's his ecstasy, seeing everything like on, you know, on, like that. Some ecstatic darshan. And the fruits produce diamonds and indeed their branches are bending down. Swananda sukada kunja manohar tahate kutira shobe. Basya tatai gabo Krishna nam kabe Krishna dasya lobe. My small cottage, my kunja, is shining beautifully, shobe, kutir shobe, within the most enchanting garden called Swananda Sukada Kunj. Living there, I will sing Krishna's holy name, Krishna nam, and I will greedily hanker for the time when I will get the personal service of Krishna and his associates. Still there's greed, lobe, lobhe. Lobe is the beginning of rag bhakti. Lobha is still there. In Siddhadeya, met Radharani, trained by the Sakis and Manjaris, given a personal Seva Kunj in Lalita's forest, and still singing with great greed and no Seva yet. The cake is in the oven, cooking. The heart is cooking deeper and deeper. Amon Samoy, Muralir Gan, Pashive Dasi Khan, Anande Matibo, Sakala Bulibo, Sri Krishna Vamshir Gane. Suddenly, while chanting Krishna's name and meditating on his associates, I will hear the Murali Gan, the song of Krishna's Murali, will enter this Pashibe Edasi Khan. This is Khan. My Dasi. Krishna's Murali will enter my ears. Like the Ras Lila, tonight is Maharaj's dance, and Krishna will play his Murali, and the song will enter the gopis' ears, and they'll run to the Rasastali, Vamshivat, and Vrindavan, and dance with Krishna under the full moon night. Tonight is the Maharaj's dance of the Bhagavatam, Ashwin Purnima. Sharad Purnima is tonight. Then, so now, that's how Krishna calls. When we're giving the verses in the beginning of the Ras Lila discussion, Adikmas, it's all about Krishna calling with his food. Jagor Bamshi Manoharam stole their minds. This is what happens. The flute is Krishna's holy name. The holy name calls us to Krishna and chants us. The holy name captivates us. Krishna's flute comes to us as holy name. The Guru is hearing Krishna's flute. The Guru is hearing Krishna's flute and Gopal mantra. And he puts that in the Maha mantra and puts in the ear of the sadhaka. And so now you see what the progression? He says, Gabo Krishna Nam Kabe Krishna Dasye Lhove. I'm living in my bhajan kutir at Radhakund. This is my bhajan kutir at Radhakund. I'm chanting Krishna's name. And I'm greedily hankering for the time when I'll get the personal service of Radha and Krishna and all their gopis. He's doing that in Boma Vrindavan. I'm doing it in Vrindavan. You're doing it in Vrindavan. But how much lobha do we have? How much greedily are we hankering for Radha and Krishna's service? We're greedy for food and feasts and so many things. Where's the seva lobha? We do some seva. Ooh, Guruji asked me to do some seva. Ooh, I better do that fast. Vacation, chuti. But greedy for seva, lobh. Krishna dasya lobhe. So he's doing his bhajan kutir, chanting Krishna Nam, thinking of Krishna's associates in their lila, hankering for service, seva, siddhi lalasa. Then all of a sudden he gets called. Like the sadhana siddha gopis are living in their homes with their husbands and yavat. And I heard Krishna's flute, and some got out and some didn't. That's the juncture we're at in the discussion of Ras Lila in chapter 29, verse number 9. Murali Gan Pashivi Dasi Khan Anande Matibo Sakala Buliba. That will enter my ears. I'll become Matibo. I'll become madly excited by such a sound. I will forget everything. Sakala Buliba. Bulibo. Sub-bulgaya, you say in Hindi, is it right? Sub-bulgaya, sarva-bulgaya, I will forget everything. Then I will become spellbound to those wonderful songs of Sri Krishna's flute, Sri Krishna Vamshi Gan, Sri Krishna Vamshir Gan. Radhe, Radhe Boldi, Murali Dakibe, Madhya Ishwari Naam, Madhya Ishwari Naam, Shunya Chamaki, utibe edasi, kemon koribe pran. The low, deep sound of Krishna's long, murali flute will call out, Radhe, Radhe. The very name of Madhya Ishwari, Madhya Ishwari Nam. Krishna's murli inside that gun, murli song, that raga, or ragini, will be Radha's name, and I will hear it. I will become chamaki, shunya chamaki, like chamatkar, chamaki. I will become startled, huh, Hare? What am I hearing? What is that? It's not just a flute, it's not a Vamshi Murali gun, it's Radhe, Radhe. I will jump up, utibe, utibe, uto, uto, hey dasi. I will jump up with an extremely anxious heart. Came on, came on, came on, came on, koribe pran. Anxious heart, not knowing what to do. Next, ha, huh, Radhe, it's my Ishwari, my Ishwari Radha, my Swamini Radha. My everything. What to do? Then, step five, step six, the first chant for Radha Seva, the beginning. Every single sadhaka must go through these steps that we're discussing. Otherwise, not like Hari Bo, tomorrow I serve Radha. Nirjana Kutire Sri Radha Charana Smarane Takibo Rata Se Rupa Manjari Diri Diri Asi Kohibe Amaya Kota. Thus waiting in my Nirjan Kutire, my solitary cottage, I will constantly remain absorbed in remembering Sri Radha's lotus feet. Sri Radha Charan Smarane Takibo Rata. Rata means rati, attached, reattached to remembering Radha's feet. After some time, dire dire asi, I will eventually see Sri Rupa Manjari approaching. Again, Rupa Manjari has come for the second time. Coming up to see me, dire dire asi, Rupa Manjari will say something very nice to me. Kohibe amaya kota. Bolibo, bolibe, bolibe osaki, kikoro basia, kikoro, kikoro, kikoro basia. What are you doing? Kikoro basia, what are you doing sitting here? Dekaha bahire, dekaha bahari asi, jugla milan, shobha nirupam, hoibe charana dasi. It's your big day, it's your namanchan. Come, come. They're there outside your door, you fool. Get up. You pagalini praya, stop singing now. Seva karo. Rupa Manjari will come to my kutir. Hey, suniye kamala. Kamala saki, o saki, shuno. Bolibe, bolibe o saki. Kikoro, kikoro basiyo, kikoro basiyo, boshiyo. She'll say, "Oh Saki, what are you doing sitting here? Come outside. Dekha bahire, bahire asi. Practically same as Hindi. Come outside. Dekho, look. Who's coming down the Ramchandra Gera? It's a divine couple, Jugala Milan. And they will perform their splendorous, unparalleled transcendental meeting. Jugala Milan, Shobha Nirupam. Nirupam. Nirupam means matchless, no comparison. Milan means to meet. Shobha means effulgent, splendorous. And today, you will get the chance to serve their lotus feet. This is the big time. This is your first chance for seva. Hoibe Charanadasi. Swarasiki Siddhi Brajagopi Dhan Parama Chanchala Sati Jogir Dejan Nirvashesha gyan na paya ekanastiti. So now he steps back, and this was his. Now he steps back. The real treasure of the gopis of Braj is their Saurasiki Siddhi, the eternal perfection of the personal mellow they each express. And these individual moods are transcendentally fickle and supremely chaste, Parama Chanchala and Sati. Means chaste means they're always connected to Radha and they never deviate or leave Radha. In contrast, neither the meditations of the yogis nor the impersonal speculations of the Brahmavadis can bring such practitioners anywhere near the realm of such transcendental mellows, as are naturally exhibited by each of the Brajagopis. Sakshat Darshan, Madhyana Lilai, Radha Pada Sevartini, Jakan Jai Seva, Koroho Jatane, Sri Radha Charani Dhani. Then he says, if I could see them personally performing their midday pastimes at Radhakund, I would be very desirous of serving the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And whenever I get an opportunity to render some small service, I will perform that act with the greatest care and attention, and thus become rich with the divine treasure of Radha's feet, Sri Radha Charani Dhani. Jakana Jai Seva Koroho Jatane. So then he just describes his siddhi and things like that. And so that's the progression of how one enters the spiritual world and attains the service. So there is some steps. It takes, even there's some, the time factor, transcendental time factor is working there. And so I thought we should hear something about that. That is our prayojan, and that is how it basically unfolds. And everywhere you see different, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's vision, understanding, but it's also echoed in the writings of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. When will, they have prayers, when will Lita train me, when will Radha train me? Many, many of these when type of prayers. So this is the beautiful future for all of us. What lifetime, when, that's up to us. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanabhartante manasya pratavasarvasham. So when we surrender fully, then Krishna opens up everything fully. But the rasa dance is nicely explained, very nicely in Bhavanasara Sangraha, and extensively described in Ananda Vrindavan Champu. It's a good advertisement, by the way, also. These books are available in a store near you, right at that gate on the bed. But this book has a few pages. This book has about 30 pages on Rasleela, Ananda Vrindavan, Champu. And of course, Govinda Leelamrita, which is here, and Krishna Vamanamrita, which is here. These are wonderful books describing Rasleela.